Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles out concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause punk fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, yo, fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub shine. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get you a award, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts. Like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Weigh you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants. You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. Then this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Wouldn't you like to be a scrubby too?
Good motherfuckers, welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavi Cole. Get a G of the Cole, Cycle Killer. I see we got a caller with us. 615, what good with
us? It's BKB, man. But tonight, man, the one and only. What's up, Abby?
What's good, man? Where the fuck you been at?
Shit, man, I'm making hits, man. For the riders to ride to. How y'all been doing, man?
Good, man.
How many calls you got in queue right now?
Right now it's just, you and me and then,
where's Ghetto G's whole fag ass at?
He probably won't be here for like an hour and a half, knowing him.
He's off jacking his wiener. I'm just kidding, guys. No, but anyways, man, gotta say a shout out to my people, man. Griff G and Melody Star, STO, Southerners taking over records, man. If we get enough callers in here, the people in the show, man, I'll drop this new track called Juggalo for Life on y'all, man. And I'll send it straight to you.
Yeah,
get enough callers to clearly call the fuck in, tune the fuck in now.
No way.
Hello? Hello?
We're here. You're just like all staticky, man.
Hold up, man. I'm probably in a bad area, man. My fucking phone don't pick up good signal or something. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, man, like I said, man, if we get enough callers to tune in, man, fuck, I'll drop this new track on y'all, man.
Yeah, keyword there, if. But I'll be
good
honest.
Luck.
If.
I'll be honest. I think the only time we've actually had a shitload of callers and listeners was a couple weeks ago when we had a shitload of haters call in and tune in.
No, we all got haters. Fuck a hater. They call and tune in. They ain't got nothing else to do.
Exactly. But you know what? Hey, you know what? That shit brought us up to a fucking, like, I think it was like 169 fucking listeners, like 130 callers.
Damn, hell yeah. Nah,
I
ain't been on a minute, man.
It.
I've been on doing my own shit and shit, man. But, yeah, man, I'll peep in, man, and keep in touch and shit, man. We get enough shit, man. I'll fucking drop this track on y'all, man. I've been waiting to drop it, man. I've just been waiting for the right moment.
Hell yeah. Ghetto G, what's going on?
Nothing, man. What's up?
Quit jacking your dick, Ghetto G.
You're one to talk.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm jacking out watching Stewie right now. You already know.
Well, you didn't have to take it that far. Butcher Knife Bandit's here. He must want something.
Oh, yeah, come on, Ghetto. You gotta give me that ass.
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant, you sick freak.
Oh, my old lady says, "All righty then."
Well, I mean, she might like that, but that was not the offer.
She might like that. Oh, yeah. No, man, what you been up fucking to, Ghetto G, man? I ain't heard from you in a while. I ain't been on in a while, so.
What are you talking about, man? I hit you up whenever you posted that song, and I was like, if you tune in, I'll play this song. And you're like, all right, what's the number after the show was over?
Dude, I don't remember that. You probably hit me up. I was probably fucked up when you hit me up.
Wait, there's a time that you're not fucked up?
When's that?
Yeah. During the daytime.
Well, that's why I haven't talked to you during the day then. Because I'm not awake then.
Yeah, figures. With juggalos, they're never awake during the daytime.
That's right.
Not all the am.
Except for the ones that have jobs.
Yeah.
I work at night, so shit. I'm up during the night. I'm a night owl.
Yeah, we pretty much all are, except for Chris. He likes to go to sleep because he has so many things to do during the day.
Exactly.
But no, like I was telling Havoc, if we get some more callers and shit, man, a couple more callers to tune in and fucking shit, man, I'll drop this new Juggalo for Life track on y'all, man. It's me and my homeboy from Fresno, Cali, fucking Mr. Dark, man, come up with this track, Juggalo for Life, man. It's a badass little track. I've been waiting on the right time to drop it. That's why I hadn't dropped it and shit yet, so. Like, if we get in our town, man, I'll fucking go ahead and send it to you.
Mr. Dark? Who the fuck is that?
God, don't hate the name, man. He's fucking horrorcore. He's pretty good, dude.
Oh, no. Not horrorcore. He doesn't have that voice, does he?
Oh, you have to get enough callers in to tune in so I can drop it and you can find out.
I guess we're not going to hear this song, then. Chris,
your choice.
Chris, get all your friends to tune in.
Yeah, fuck that. Don't want that to happen again.
Go tell your boy to post up the link to the show so we get a bunch of haters. You know, that way we'll have some people here, though.
Oh, come on, I love haters. Holy. They're going to get them in. I love haters. Haters going to hate. Go on and get them haters. Tell them to fucking tune on in so I can drop a bomb on their fucking bitch asses.
Damn. Now we dropping bombs.
Damn.
Boom.
Yeah, is there? Are you drunk right now, by chance?
I've been there, did that.
wait, we got an 816. 816 was good, Hooter.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much, chill.
Same here.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's calling in right now?
It's me.
Who's me?
Who's me?
Chill.
Oh, chill, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your homies to tune the fuck in so I can drop this track.
Yeah, man, tell somebody to tune in, man, because Butch and Knife is very eager to let us hear this song.
For sure. You should play it.
Well, we would if we had it.
Get more tuners and I'll play it.
It don't matter. You got any Boondock?
Yeah, we got plenty of Boondock.
Booting around, man. I got Buddha.
Boondock.
I got Buddha and his brother, Uda.
Damn it, what's your name?
Man, he said Boondock, not Buddha.
Exactly. What the fuck are you
I got Buddha,
from,
Uda, and Kuda. Shit, that's his cousin, Kuda. Kuda. He's a barracuda.
Well, you know what, just to clarify things for Butcher Knife here, yeah, here we go with some Boondocks, Family Tree.
Well, I'm
all right. They're all truth and I'll fly it. It's a very truth. It's me. I say, well, it's
we
me too. Everybody's on life for nothing.
Chop down. When a dead tree fall, doesn't make a sound. Chop down.
back. And we lost Butcher Knife and Ghetto G. But, yo, people get some really fucking fucked up tattoos.
I think we all know this.
No, you have no idea, man. Like, this one dude got a fucking tattoo of flames on his arm. But, turned out, the tattoo artist decided to add fucking dicks. Like a few dicks to his fucking, to that fucking flame. And this one chick has, like, a fucking, like a fire fucking type tattoo with like a fuse coming out of it right near her fucking pussy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen the commercial to that show before. Showing a flame fire from her pussy.
But holy shit. That's one fucked up tattoo. And the funny thing is, Chris, we both know who that chick is, too.
Who the hell is the chick?
Eva Leif Velez. Let's put it this way. She was a part of TNA Gut Check. And
oh,
of course,
that chick.
And, of course, WWE's Tough Enough. Back in 2000.
Did you hear that TNA released Tara?
Yeah, I should probably go back to fucking WWE.
Eh, who knows?
You know that, or she'll just finally retire.
Yeah. Oh, she's not like that old wrestler.
But Tara's like fucking in her 40s.
Well, I mean, still, she hasn't really been wrestling for that long. She's been wrestling since, like, what, 2004, 2005 only?
Where'd you get that from?
That's kind of my guess. Is that her debut in WWE, roughly?
No, she debuted in 2000.
Ew.
Yeah. But damn. Oh well, it happened. But let's see here. Yeah, well, I think I'm gonna go to another track just to the effect. There's not really too many people tuned in. Homie, it's gonna take me a while to, you know, remember your name. But is there anything else you want to hear? Or
how about some Sleep Stalkers?
Wait, Sleep Stalkers?
ICP, huh?
Let me see if we got it up on the soundboard. Alright, you want Sleepwalker? Is that what you said?
Yeah, Sleepstalker. Yep.
Alright, well, here we go. ICP Sleepwalker.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. Nate, it's good to see you back. People, we have a new member today. I'd like you to meet him. He's going to stand up and tell us what's going on with him and what he wants to change about himself, if you will.
Hello, everybody. My name is Violent J, and I'm an axe murderer.
Okay, now, remember, we all have similar problems, and that's why we're all here, to help each other work them out.
Well, I just hope you guys don't think I'm crazy, but,
okay, I will tell you if you don't tell no one now. I think I have a problem, and I probably could you tell. You know the midnight killer that's been all over TV. I'm not totally sure, but I think it could be me. Something happens to me when I'm sleeping in the night. Wake up in my backyard with a shovel and a knife. Filling up a hole again, a tug of 32. I know all my dreams of murder, probably all are true. I choke up a killer.
okay. We all make mistakes. But are you absolutely sure that it's even you doing these shows?
The more I think about it, more I think that you could be. Every time I meet a girl and bring her home with me. Wake up in the morning, there's no sign of my sweetheart. Yet I see another hole that's dug up in my yard. Then he's all my murders and the kid goes killing spree. Missing Sunday paper, boys, I can't believe it's me. I'm the only one from summer camp that made it home. Could this be what's really going on? Let me sleep on it. I took a purple pill, I'm gonna babble, babble, right. Rappers on my lawn. I cannot imagine just to think what I have done. Sat there eating chili fries and slaughtered everyone. Tried to see a hypnotist and hit inside my head. But woke up and found that bitch dead. Because I don't go to kill a pillow.
Hey, here comes Nada. I'll just chill out for a second.
What up, y'all? Hey, my cousin wanted to know if he can ride the conies with us. Is that cool?
Yeah, man. Oh, we already packed man. In this bitch, man. Hell no.
Oh, come man. On, man. Just we got mad go. Room. Jay, man, you scoot your fat ass over.
Man, fuck you. It's hey, like man. Just tell him, come on, man. Let's go. What the fuck, man?
All right, bet.
Hey, Chief.
Come on.
Dog, if we... Oh, shit. Look at this motherfucker.
Oh, hell no, man.
Hey, come on, man. You got to scoop way the fuck over, money. No, come on,
right,
man.
That's right.
What up, y'all? Y'all showed all the bomb for letting me ride. I sure am hungry. Y'all can scoot down a little bit. Let me pinch off in this back seat, Big T style. All right, y'all. Let's see.
And we're back. What up, Ghetto? Welcome back.
Yep.
I'm going to guess and say, put your knife down. It must have sensed that you left. Because after you left, he left.
The fuck? Way to go, butcher knife.
I'm going to review a new song for you guys. And then he leaves.
Huh. So guess who's following me on fucking Instagram? Besides everybody.
Say besides everybody?
nobody.
Fucking kiss her.
Oh, yeah, she's following me, too, because I'm following her. We're all a bunch of lovely coconuts. I mean, stalkers.
Yeah,
Yeah, fucking Miss Bliss also said it and told us he's like her JR picks for promos as well.
I didn't even realize she still talked to us.
Yeah, man, she hit me up on fucking, threw a comment up on fucking Instagram.
I know, sadly, I saw that, actually. After fighting with my Instagram for hours.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto Man, that pretzel burger from Wendy's is fucking good.
Oh, yeah, I saw that you were eating that today. So it's good? Nice, nice.
Hell yeah, it's definitely good. Yeah, of course, for dinner, I had, you know, I had a fucking toast of my dinner. Like how... fucking boneless ribs, macaroni cheese, and mashed sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I posted up my dinner, too. I posted up my iced tea, too. I gotta use this while I can, because my phone's about to be off. So
again,
after I lose the phone, I can't really post on Instagram anymore.
Yeah, no, because you can't even post through like the online fucking shit, that part of that shit, man.
Yeah, that's so fucking stupid. You go to it on a computer, and all you can do is just stare at it. Because I was going to upload a picture of it, no. And then,
nope.
I sure as fuck wasn't doing that off my phone anytime soon, and then after going to sleep and waking up again, I figured it out. I even asked Rabbit, but that's like asking a brick wall, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. Exactly. It's impossible to ask for anything.
Click the little icon camera button. Where the fuck is it? Like, seriously, even on my phone it doesn't show up like that. It was there when I set it up, but then after I left and came back, it wasn't there no more. So, after I take a picture, I got to just do it that way. And you know how you could share pictures like to your email or Facebook or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just click it like that and boom, it posts up. But Instagram got to be the gayest fucking thing I've ever seen.
It really is.
All it is fucking food, man.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, how about the fact I got invited to a fucking group called Juggalos Against Bobby Juggalo Skin Hooks?
Juggalos against him, huh? Damn, he's that hated.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, come on. The dumbass is trying to fucking get everybody to turn. It's actually advocating that we're supposed to be a gang. And that we're supposed to only accept white juggalos.
We only accept white juggalos, huh?
Apparently.
I wonder how Chill feels about that.
I don't know. But yeah, it's funny because of the fact he's got, like, you know, fucking LV added to his fucking Facebook.
She's not white.
Yeah, she really is.
Wow.
And this Delina chick's getting deleted off my page.
Who?
You know, the one that you said that like techno.
Oh, the one that's always complaining about she's still single. Mainly because she really doesn't want a boyfriend. Otherwise, she'd have one, right?
Exactly. Well, because I just looked at my fucking news feed, and I see that she posts up, me pee-pee is yellow, me shit is brown.
Wow.
Really?
That's kind of like back in the day when this girl told me that she drinks her own piss.
Oh, fuck!
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was a little weird.
Whoa. Chris, did you say that's awesome?
If a chick actually does it, that's weird as fuck.
So, apparently, Chris likes chicks that drink their own piss.
Well, I mean, it couldn't possibly be harmful, right? It's coming out of you.
Well, I'm going in, so who cares? Never any cycle.
Yeah, just like the other time when Chris said if he was on fire, you know, he'd piss himself out.
Back to that, huh?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Chris probably already knows. So we're going to ruin it for Havoc. Vicky Guerrero is not gone.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, you do know this? Wow.
Well, because I saw her on Raw.
No, I mean, she's the new general manager of SmackDown.
Oh, God.
Ric Flair might be getting arrested.
Well, I guess Booker T and Teddy Long were fighting too much, and Vince McMahon said, fuck you both.
I can put her as the general manager.
Yeah. So I guess now that she's on SmackDown, she hates everybody.
Oh, well. Her general manager on SmackDown's not really going to do much.
Well,
wait.
I'd rather have her on that show because then I'd never have to really see her.
Exactly. And have you going out to see her.
Wait. So you're saying that they decided to bring Vicky Guerrero back as a GM for SmackDown?
Yep.
Yes.
But I mean, come on, the fucking bitch failed as being a GM for SmackDown the first time. That's why she got fired from it.
Well, she's back again.
Yeah, hopefully she'll get fired.
She barely even left.
She was gone for one episode of Raw, and then she's brought back for SmackDown.
Yeah, you have a great episode of Raw, and now they're bringing her back for SmackDown.
Yep. I think I just might have to stop watching SmackDown.
Oh, finally, he joins us.
I mean, I occasionally watch it. Sometimes I forget it's on.
I mean, you know, if it's good, I'll watch it. If it sucks,
here's another thing that makes TNA even worse now. They released Tara.
Yeah, I heard.
Now they got like nothing worth tuning in for.
But man, how about the fact that Eva Lee Velez, the chick that was a part of fucking Tough Enough and the TNA Gut Check, was actually on Tattoo Nightmares tonight.
See that? She's all over TV now.
Yeah, man, she was having a fucking tattoo covered up.
Well, obviously.
They consider the fact of where the tattoo was, which is interesting.
Well, where was it?
Well, let's put it this way. It was a rising phoenix with a shitload of flames right near her pussy.
Why'd she want to cover that up?
Because of the fact, because it's like anytime anyone sees that fucking tattoo, I guess the person that comes out of their mouth is fire crotch.
That sounds like something I'd say.
And just to add to the news with TNA, apparently Doc has left TNA. And
oh, he got sick of fucking Aces and Ace too, see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, his contract ran out, so he left. And apparently Ric Flair has an arrest warrant out.
For what?
He had a rest warrant for.
Because he owes one of his ex-wives like $32,000.
I thought you were going to tell me he killed somebody or something.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. The old man killed somebody.
Woo! But they put out an arrest warrant because of the fact he owes his wife $32,000?
Yeah, man.
Court documents say that Lair didn't pay $32,352.51 following two court orders.
51 cents. How'd he come to this conclusion?
Well, he owed an estranged wife more than $32,000, and he hasn't paid it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, have some fun in jail, buddy, for Blair.
Yeah, right, he ain't going to jail.
Hell no. First, he's not going to go to jail over something like that.
No, just because he's Ric Flair.
For that, too. I mean, come on. The old geezer has enough money to fucking pay, has enough money to fucking pay off the fucking court. So that way, you know, he doesn't have to go to jail. They can just say he did.
Yeah, he got paid a lot to beat up that coat on live TV.
Yeah.
Exactly. He got paid $1 million to beat up the coat. They probably spent it all already, knowing him.
That's the next Teddy Long tag team match that's going to be made.
I won't say Long make a tag team match. He's not even on TV anymore.
The code of The Miz and the code of Ric Flair versus The Miz and Ric Flair.
And Ric Flair would lose. Mr. Friezo having a double cross on him.
Yeah, that is something that would happen. He'd be like, I'm with the coats.
The coats go with Stevie Blair.
That was just retorted as all fuck the streets.
Did you just say the coat stole a CD player?
The coat double teaming Flair. Two on one move on Flair. And they beat him.
Wouldn't that be a 3-on-1?
Probably.
Because I said it was a tag team match, Chris.
Because of Miz, double cross Flair. Of course, it'd be 3-on-1.
Wow.
And the coat gets the 3 count.
Damn it, Chris Logic. I didn't realize that you couldn't count when you had Chris Logic going.
Apparently you can't.
That's a button they need to add to, like, Instagram right there, Chris Logic.
The most hated button of them all.
No, that's not the most hated button. The most hated button is add friend.
Wait, no. The most hated button out there is the WWE app.
Speaking of which, they haven't really mentioned that much lately.
Where the fuck were you last night, man? You know, they mentioned it that throughout the entire fucking night.
No, they didn't. Except for,
they actually
like,
really
the,
did it.
Except for those tag team match.
And the fact that, you know, they kept saying, there's nothing yet, a new way to watch TV.
Man, that was a
over.
Commercials do not count.
Yeah. That's something you can't control.
Commercials, I think the commercials can count for it, too.
Just when they talk about it on the damn show.
That's what I count.
You know, kind of like when Michael Cole always talks about how John Cena can't lift people.
Yeah,
I think right there should definitely be on a flag. Not for a shot, but for a whole bottle.
or like now everybody pointing out the fact that John Cena and Daniel Bryan match already happened.
Exactly.
Although, I don't even remember seeing that match or watching an episode of Velocity ever.
I found it online. It lasted 5 minutes. It really wasn't that exciting.
That's the first time I've seen it. I don't remember ever watching it, though, when it was on.
Yeah, I never watched Velocity when it was on.
And John Cena won off of that backdrop that he does.
He knew more moves in that match than he does now.
Well, he didn't really do many moves in the match. All he did was grapple, submission holds.
That was one of the places now.
At least he didn't do shitty drop kicks back then.
Well, he probably did that then too, but
man, it went from John Cena can't rap to John Cena can't wrestle.
Great improvement.
So I think people pretty much hated him for the longest time. But yet he's still the biggest star in the damn company. I don't understand.
I don't think anybody will understand that one.
Don't you have to be liked to be a big star?
Yes. There we go. I still an idea from Ghetto G.
Oh, great.
I posted a picture of my own fucking freckles.
Man, that was from last night. I just couldn't post it up, though. Otherwise, if you look at my news feed, I went from eating dinner to having a snack. Like, within an hour.
Apparently, people were liking my fucking pretzel burger picture that I decided to share on my Facebook.
Yeah, like Myra.
Yeah. She's fucking loving that shit.
Speaking of her, man, brings to mind this page I just liked earlier saying, get your girlfriend pregnant just so she gets bigger boobs. Man, he was laughing. He knew what I was going to say.
That was hilarious. Get your girlfriend pregnant. That's kind of bigger tits. That's hilarious.
You should try it out sometime, man.
For real.
Just don't tell her, though. Well, until she realizes she's pregnant.
Right?
No, I didn't get you pregnant because I wanted a kid. I got you pregnant because I wanted you to have bigger boobs.
I mean,
that conversation will go over.
It does help them somewhat, man. You know, skinny-ass girls, man, they have no boobs, and then they get pregnant, and then bam! They're like...
that's it.
Speaking of... Yeah, like, what's her name? Shelby, man, she's probably gonna have real big boobs now.
Probably.
Since she's pregnant and all.
You know what's funny as all hell? That Ghetto G managed to find me at faster than Chris did on fucking Instagram. Yet Chris still hasn't found me.
It's because I looked through my Facebook friends, and apparently everybody on my fucking list has an Instagram. So that's how I found you so fast.
And the thing with me with Instagram is I don't really give a fuck to use it. I mean, yeah, I have one. I just don't use it.
Yeah, Carrie even joined it after us, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, how about the fact I finally got the fake Miranda Cosgrove.
You finally got her what?
No, because I asked her, you know, if she has Instagram. She goes, no. Guess what? I found Miranda Cosgrove on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, you should send her that link. Just send her that link so she can have that link, too.
Might as well.
Hell no.
Help her out with her fake story.
Then what about this fake Instagram? The guy's not involved to her.
Yeah, that's it's really havoc being that person now. Of all websites to pretend to be somebody, that's the worst one. Unless you're pretending to be like a salad.
Agreed. Nah. This chick on my page, Tori Summers, is fucking retarded. Because apparently her and her man are running away and they're leaving a Pop-Tart in charge of the house.
Man's going to burn the house down.
Exactly.
It's not a very smart idea. Even if they were to be serious.
Yeah, I mean, come to think about it. This. You know, they're gone, they leave the Pop-Tart in charge, someone breaks in, the fuck's Pop-Tart going to do?
Jeez. That's about it.
Yeah. Him and his brother. So is that person mentally retarded or something?
Probably is.
I mean, they are on Facebook, so.
Yeah, I think she is like a little bit.
This is that girl that's like cockeyed.
Man, that bitch is as ugly as all fuck and scary. I was pretty with you. That bitch is enough to scare the shit out of fucking Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers, and Freddy Krueger all together.
He said, damn. You should send her a link to Chill over there, man. Chill would enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you would. Or, you know, Senator Chris.
I don't know. Chris,
what you gotta do?
Chris isn't very active on anything.
Yeah, that's true. And Senator, he just said, do what you gotta do. In other words, he's saying he wants the chick.
Chris lives a very exciting life. He's very active in his real life as he is on his internet life.
I mean, then again, you know, Chris does, you know, Chris does point out to, you know, where he is, so that way it makes it easier for people to kill him.
That probably would have made that status a whole lot better if, like, somebody just came down and just started shooting at him. You know, not necessarily killing him, but, you know, attempting to. Be like, teach you to post where the fuck you at.
That's hilarious.
That's the only thing you got to watch for on the internet.
Hell yeah.
Next thing you know, you got dog face coming down there trying to fucking throw fists at you. And Chris just taking it. How'd you know I was here? Gee, I don't know. Your Facebook. The hell was that, Abby? You beating people with plates now.
Apparently.
But apparently my phone wanted some of my pretzels, so I phoned to the pretzels.
Your phone is going to eat your pretzels, Mom.
I wonder how an inanimate object can eat food.
The same way a Pop-Tart protects a house.
First, I got a question for you.
Good point.
How the hell are you going to fit a fat bitch into a fucking suitcase?
I don't know. What the hell?
No, because they got that same fucking status. Some chick posted up for Chris to take her with him, and Chris doesn't get in a fucking suitcase, man. Dude, yo, I looked at that chick's face. She's big as fuck. How the hell is she gonna get into that goddamn suitcase?
And why does she? And why does she gotta be in a suitcase? Where the hell was she at?
I don't know, ask Chris.
Was your friend even in this state, Chris?
Nope.
Okay, that explains,
that's why
that explains
a suitcase.
That explains the suitcase, I guess, to get on a plane. Because bringing a suitcase to a wrestling event would just be weird.
Exactly, unless you're one of the wrestlers or something.
Yeah, be like, yeah, I'm Psycho Killer. I'm just here to wrestle.
Yeah, that guy wants trouble in the suitcase here.
Yeah, and you go to open your bag, and this big ass bitch comes out. What the fuck is that? Hold no me into Free Willy.
Well, you made the hold no me to the death of Free Willy. I'm pretty sure if you saw a fucking Catholic right then, small suitcase, he'll be dead.
Well, I'm sure you have to poke a hole in it.
And
yeah, put it in a suitcase, poke numerous holes in it.
I've never smuggled fat bitches across anything, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
So,
maybe I'll have to try it out. No, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, like, you know, even with holes poked into it. I mean, come on, you really gotta shove the bitch in there. And I'm gonna, stomp the shit out of her just to get her in there.
This is really the conversation right now. Maybe you're gonna need a trunk. Well, here, hold on. Wait, I take that back, dude. I did kinda smuggle a fat girl back somewhere. Alright, it was, we went to do a show up in Ohio, and, we drove up there with Holly Dolly, and then way back, we didn't have enough room in the car and shit, so I ended up driving her car back with her in the trunk. Yeah, all the way from Ohio to Pittsburgh.
Nice.
You know what would have been even funnier about that entire fucking story? If you just fucking left us somewhere.
Well, can't really do that, because then I would just be running away with her car.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know, just fucking leave the car and then go back to PA, but make sure to take the keys with you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking the fucking cops come along, open up the trunk. The fuck's this fat bitch doing here?
Well, there was one point where we actually did have to stop, you know, so she didn't die in the trunk. Stopped at like some random hotel or some shit that was on the road. And they opened the trunk and let her out real quick.
Now my question is, did anybody see this and call the cops on you?
No. You see something like, yeah, man, you don't usually ask questions or, you know, otherwise you'll be the fucking body in the trunk.
Get back in the trunk, you fucking bitch.
It's like, here, I got you a friend, kind of like the Call movie.
Exactly.
But so far, I think out of all the movies that's been released so far from WWE, The Call has been one of the best ones.
Well, it sure as fuck wasn't any of the Marine movies.
Oh yeah, speaking of horrible movies, are you ready for Insidious 2?
I didn't even see the first one.
You're definitely ready for the second one.
But I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
And now you start doing the Fandango. Always ready.
Man, that was more like the SpongeBob, but yeah, Fandango too.
Doing fun, not going to use his SpongeBob words.
That nigga's retarded.
Oh, you know you like him.
No, fuck no. Who's retarded? Fine. I ain't go. Like, what the fuck?
No. You got to let the A's breathe.
That was a good one. I get all pissed. But nigga, oh, shut the fuck up. Go back to Dancing with the Stars. You ain't no fucking wrestler.
Don't say it. Don't do it. Pop
go.
That's what should always happen to him.
Exactly. It was funny as hell.
That was probably the best segment on that whole episode of Raw.
It really was. I was laughing so hard.
I thought it was going to be real gay because, you know, they were all together just talking and shit. But then he fucking punched them.
Don't do it. Don't say it. They done it. Boom.
Probably the first time Wade Barrett's ever been, like, funny. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. First and only time.
Yeah, that'll do it right there.
You know
back
what I thought was funny?
Back to his nonsense.
You know what I thought was funny?
What's that?
Paul Heyman getting knocked the fuck out by fucking Del Rio.
Oh, yeah, when he got the elbow and they kept saying
he
got punched,
he
got punched in the face.
I was like, that nigga got sucked. Like, it's about damn time.
Yeah, he had to play that off well. Big ass black guy, yeah.
I thought that shit was hilarious.
Wearing sunglasses.
I was like, that nigga got a shiner. Took him out, I was laughing my ass off.
That was just ridiculous.
that shit was huge. Classic.
But then after that, it was all gone.
Right? Like, what the fuck?
See, thanks for playing that off like it was a real black guy.
Right.
I'm surprised John Cena didn't pick Sin Cara for that title match. He's such a good wrestler and all.
Yeah, he's so good at getting hurt.
I don't know. He just botched coming into the ring and be injured for 6 months.
Speaking of which, they should have brought Rey Mysterio back for that lineup.
Yeah.
Like how somebody took that picture or whatever and they pointed out the Brooklyn Brawler. And then they, you know, put up the picture of CM Punk when he was reading that text message about Kevin Nash. You know, I thought he was dead. Just saying about the Brooklyn Brawler. I thought that was pretty funny.
Hey, Quinn, you got fucking JTG in the background. He don't do jack shit.
Yeah. What about that other guy?
Did anyone see Zack Ryder in that whole list?
Yeah, Zack Ryder was even there.
God damn.
I mean, Shad? Yeah, I think he got fired.
He got fired, but JTG's still there.
Yep.
They should have just kept that together because, you know, it was the only way they were making any fans.
Yeah. But now, this is JTG going to run that whole fucking segment of money shit all by himself.
When's the last time he wrestled?
I think 2006.
My guess is for last year.
You'd have to be correct.
Woo!
Well, then again, he also had matches this year as well.
Well, then I would be wrong, Havoc.
Yeah.
Well, what I like, I mean, cause, like, you know, he lost matches to, like, you know, Kofi Kingston, Zack Ryder, and the Great Khali.
Oh, so he lost matches to pretty much all great wrestlers.
He lost the worst match possible. What the hell?
He lost it through the worst method possible.
That's sad. Kind of like R-Truth. He came out, rapped, and then he got beat up. Now he'll be out of action for next year.
Then again, you know, the only fucking win that he had, he actually ever really had was back in 2012 when he faced fucking Yoshi Tatsu.
Yoshi Tatsu.
That guy, somebody else.
I think there's more hype behind Ultimate Warrior being on 2K14 than Yoshitatsu ever had.
I think so.
So here's a question for you. In that commercial for the Ultimate Warrior, is that really him in that thing?
I don't even know.
So I was like, is that him? I was like, that can't be him.
Yeah, that's this one. He was dead.
One of them died. Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't know which one.
Yeah, I have no idea. I didn't even know that until a very long time after. But the fact that he died and they just had somebody else come back in as him, that was a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can understand them doing it with, like, you know, Kane. Well, not even Kane. Well, you know, Blink the Clown or something like that, because they have a mask. That dude didn't even have a mask.
Well, he painted his face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he painted his face, but yet, you know, we saw his face all the time, so, you know, he kind of got used to seeing what his face looked like.
I don't know. I guess we were just always supposed to be stupid.
Apparently.
Kind of like the people that watch wrestling nowadays, you know, they have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, but I'm curious what the whole Chad Gaffney part has been doing lately, apparently. Let's see.
Man, I don't care about his life history, Havoc.
No way, he does.
I just asked a simple question. But I'll allow you to read that on your own while you play some Hound Dogs by Twisted.
We can go with that. And how about the fact that Shad was a part of G.I. Joe Retaliation with The Rock?
Whoop-dee-doo!
Nobody cares.
And apparently now he's Japanese, too.
I don't even... Wait, what?
I think I'm Japanese.
He's going to come back as a Tensai's partner.
Man, he just might.
He's going to come back with all that writing on his face, too.
Probably.
Creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah, but he was Japanese on his face. That's just weird and creepy.
Alright.
Well, it's creepy enough that you got fucking Tensai doing it.
Well, that gimmick never really worked.
And the even funnier part is the fact that every time he's in a match, it rubs off.
No, it don't. Tell that to Jeff Hardy.
I'm pretty sure Jeff Hardy already knows that his fucking paint fucking comes off every time.
He probably can't see for shit when he's wrestling. Fucking sweating and all that paint's just dripping in his eyes.
Yeah.
kind of like Sting, man. He was, that's probably why he don't wear paint anymore, really. What?
That could be.
I mean, they just shut up.
Yeah. Okay, Havoc, we really didn't want to know anyway.
But anyways, here we go.
Hound dog ass motherfucker. Raise up off my nizzle. Get off my nuts. Get off me, bitch.
Yeah, motherfucking hot dogs, what? Swinging from my balls so hard, it's like I got a third nut. And look,
yo,
I don't care who you know, bitch, look at fire, get the fuck to the back of the line. Line the whole day, you my cousin, like my mama and your mama's sisters or something. Oh yeah, we down, go ahead, let them in. Bah! Knuckle hammers to the chin, be down with me and I'll be down back. Put my dick in your mouth, you're gonna hit your neck snap.
Crank.
In fact, ho, fuck out my butt, ask questions like a mutt, but ain't down the fuck. You see him come, you see him go, you see him come again. From my dick to twist his dick, and then to Violet J's dick, to blaze his dick, try to grope us with their paws. Goddamn hound dogs!
Like a cardiac, people run from front to back, and like side net. Ain't nothing wrong with giving me props, but acting like the punk ass cops are swinging off my knuckles, gotta stop. Walk around, spreading rumors like you know, singing shit you heard me tell a hoe after a show. Oh me, I don't play that shit one bit. Fuck around and get your head cut off right quick. Psychopathic bitch boy, beat the axe. Specializing in splitting a hound dog back. Plotting against the whole world, in fact. So get off my dick, and I'm out like that.
Alright, y'all. God, you don't remember me?
No.
I had a crush on you for like 9 years.
I don't know you, fat bitch.
It's me, Jenny. I sat behind you in Miss Crowberry's chemistry class.
Bitch, I ain't even go to school.
No, I'm saying if you were to sit there, it would have been a shit.
Bitch,
you can sign my shirt.
Yeah, I remember school. Hoes back then was like,
yo, Bruce, I knew.
Years passed by, and look, I'm a star. Oh. Now on them hoes like,
yo, Bruce,
I'm still that nerdy ass. I got hound dogs sniffing my butt. I could have a worm hanging out of my dick hole and they'd be like,
well, I think it's cute though.
Miss me with all that, I ain't changed any. Look at me, I make big pun look skinny. I'm ugly as fuck, resembling a Klingon. Hoes still let me get my ding-a-ling-a swing on. What up with these pop kids buying my shit? Mainstream groupies, get off my dick. I wanna see real juggalos at shows. Fuck these Backstreet Richie fake hoes.
Motivating y'all to grab a pen and write. Listen here, little bitch, I'm the killer in disguise. Twisted motherfucker.
get a taste.
I'm a set of titties, autographing t-shirts, hats, and socks, and this bitch don't even know riddle box. Real juggalos don't want no picture, they just walk up like,
what up, nigga?
After that, they give a fuck where I'm headed, they're like, fuck him, we looking for netting, and I don't need any more free tattoos, got my arms looking like Motley Crue. I could be talking to the finest bitch in the land, and you run up like,
hey, what up, man?
That's when I slap you right on the spot, and have bottom line, y'all, get off our balls. Psychopathic out like Biggie Smalls.
Hey, we're back. Well, I can't even hear what the hell he said.
I'm out of here. I'm about to go.
All right, homie. Woo woo.
Woo woo.
You made him leave.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll blame it on Chris.
Damn you, Chris.
Good job, Havoc.
Either that, or he heard my fucking TV. He just decided to bounce out.
Why? What the hell's on your TV?
And tattoo nightmares. Followed by Ink Master.
Chris is very talkative again tonight.
Like always.
Chris, quit posting pictures of food on your Instagram and talk to us.
Yeah,
I don't even have a fucking Instagram. I don't even use it, so what the hell?
Don't get mad at me.
I just don't use it.
Yeah, I'm about to
see,
say.
Why are you so angry about that? Relax.
I feel like Instagram is pointless as fuck.
Well, so it's Facebook,
so
we
you, but we don't say anything.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I think the only thing I've tried to do with fucking Instagram is besides posting on food that I'm gonna eat. Is maybe fucking use it as like another way of fucking promote for JR and bring motherfuckers in.
Yeah, promote to all the same people we already have on Facebook.
Exactly.
Shut up. You don't promote at all, asshole.
Yeah.
Go back to your corner.
I mean, at the most, the only thing that Chris has done 5 hours ago, changed his profile.
What happened pick. 5 hours ago?
He changed his profile pic to the one time where he's fucking wearing a shirt with a dog on it. Chris. Back to the whole not promoting thing again.
I didn't promote it all either tonight.
Yeah, but you promote more than he does.
I want to be able to pin somebody in front of the referee like that with my feet on the ropes.
Ha Well, I'd like to find like at least one hot ass fucking Latin, a single juggalo and Latin fucking group, but that ain't gonna ever happen.
Man, no, you see that there's actually like one or two decent chicks in there now, and their fucking picture that they posted fucking blew up.
Ah, yeah, you got like Annie Angel up in there. She looked good.
Like the only good looking one, man, and her fucking picture blew the fuck up.
Yeah, fucking 28 comments, like, probably like 28 more comments left.
And what the fuck did Facebook do, man? They fucked up Facebook again.
You're just realizing this now?
It just happened to me today. They changed the look of it again.
Yeah, they keep doing it way too much.
Like, all your shit's on the right side now.
I don't know. Facebook's just gone downhill. Even worse than it was already.
Why the hell does this thing keep saying champion versus champion? They're not fucking champions. Well, the one is. The last match is a champion versus champion, and neither one of them are champions. Because it doesn't say that if they're tag champions, though, but it said that. Champion versus champion, you fucking moron.
I don't want to give this motherfucker an engagement gift. Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck who got engaged to who.
What?
Fucking Facebook. I'm trying to fucking remove this whole thing where it says Jay Zilla Pyro got engaged to Athena. They keep fucking. And I'm hitting the fucking F to remove it. And it brings up, got engaged. Say something to him. Give him a gift.
Well, send him a gift. Send him some anthrax.
Fuck out of here.
I said okay, some anthrax.
Yeah, some virtual anthrax through Facebook.
What the hell is this? Abyss didn't want to fight me, so he sent out Mark Henry. Pussy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to lift him. He's too fat.
Now, now, there, John Cena.
I'm not John Cena, though.
Okay, fine. Michael Cole.
Cole's a douchebag.
I but can't
lift
him.
But he's still a better wrestler than Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I think I have to agree with you on that one. I think we could go to the track here since nobody talking, correct?
May as well.
Hello.
What?
Hey, man, I'm sorry to call you so late.
You know what time it is right now?
I know it's 3:30 in the morning, man, but I just need to talk to somebody. I'm going crazy.
All right, we'll talk, because I'm fucking sleeping.
Last night, they came for me.
What?
They came to kill me, man.
Wait a minute, who came to kill you?
The people in my dreams.
Wait, man, you been smoking or something? It's 3:30 in the morning.
I can't smoke, man. I'll pass out if I smoke. I'm so tired. I haven't slept in so long. I think they're trying to kill me in my sleep.
I know I'm running, y'all, but don't. don't know what I'm running from, I hear it coming, y'all. But don't know where it's coming from, it's gonna get me now. Don't know how, but it'll get me. I think it bit me, don't know how, but it hit me. I hate sleeping, I'm afraid of the dark. I can't believe these fucking dreams that have me breathing so hard. It's like a panic attack, and my hands get all tingly. But they said I'd be alright if I took my little blue thingy. Can't wake up and I'm closing my eyes. I can't shake it cause the demon wants to keep me inside. I'm on a high rise building and I'm ready to jump without a parachute. So I hit the ground like a pump on my lap at all times, right? Well, this motherfucker took it and shot me in broad daylight. Now I'm laying in the EMS. I got all kind of wires hanging off of my chest. And the beat keeps beeping, so I know I'm alive. It's my alarm clock tripping, it's a quarter to five.
They could give somebody else.
They could do whatever the fuck they want.
Well,
Chris, did you just say he's going to be out for 9 months?
I said my guess, probably. I have no clue how long he will be out for.
Yeah, but if it's like 9 months, that doesn't really count. Because that's not even a year.
Well, I said that's my guess. I don't know if it's going to be 9 months. It might be longer than that.
So even then, Chris, it's not like it's a WWE title. They can't just strip him of the briefcase instead of like it's his name on the contract.
The second injury thing could last for.
I have no idea what the hell he just said.
He's suffered from this out for like what, a year or so.
Well,
Chris,
what are you talking about?
Yeah. Seriously, what are you talking about?
And suffered the same injury that Randy Orton just suffered.
You're talking about pain?
Symptoms of it. Edge suffered the same injury, and he had to retire from wrestling due to it. So, who knows?
Yeah, but they still, again, can't strip him of it since it's not a title there, Chris.
They can just give it to somebody else. Vince McMahon can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Well, Chris, if his name is on the contract for it, they can't strip him of it. Because his thing, if they do that, he can actually sue him.
Well, he could, but then again, if he's injured, I think he's smart enough to point, like, if he's injured and he's not going to be coming back to his business at all, where he would let somebody else get the opportunity.
Now, how the hell did he get injured?
It was some match in SmackDown.
Come on, man. Those matches are not that, vicious.
Oh, Alberto Del Rio injured him.
Oh, that fucking douchebag.
Yeah, that douchebag injured him.
Why does he always hurt everybody?
I
should find
because
him
he can't
for that.
Wrestle?
Should find him for that, man. Because he took out a bunch of people and shit.
They should fire him for that.
That too.
He can't wrestle worse shit, and he's injuring everybody.
It's his
destiny. They just took out one of their big superstars.
It's his destiny to get fired.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's my destiny to get fired.
What the fuck was that?
Me, I'm his voice.
Dude, Alberto Del Rio does not sound demented.
I guess
he
does now.
Retarded.
He just sounds like a Mexican douchebag.
Well, I think it'd be awesome if that injury did cause Orton to have to retire. And it wasn't the third breaking of the drug policy that did it.
Did you say it would be awesome?
Yeah, because it wouldn't be for breaking the drug policy for a third time.
Chris, you're an idiot. Just the fact that you're saying it's awesome that, you know, or even to be injured enough to the point where he'd have to retire.
Yeah, fuck you.
So let's see. Chris doesn't like Orton. He doesn't like Cena. He doesn't like Divas.
He used to like Mark Henry, but since he lost, he don't like him no more.
No, I still like him. I knew he was going to lose. I mean, I even said that on Facebook.
He liked Ryback at one point, but he didn't like him no more.
No, I never liked Ryback. Yeah, right. I never liked Ryback. You guys.
There was a time. There was a time where you were for him. Don't lie.
No, there was never a time I liked him.
Let's see. He liked Chris Jericho, but now he doesn't like him anymore.
No, I do like Chris Jericho.
Yeah, that's why people would bring up the fact that he never wins at a pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, I think that he doesn't have to always put people over that way. You put them over by having a good match with them and actually beating them.
Chris Jericho doesn't win ever.
Exactly.
Let's see. He's probably JBL. Not anymore.
Never say hey, JBL.
Let's see. He used to like Vicky Guerrero. Still does.
No, I never liked Vicky Guerrero. I mean, you're making up bullshit now.
Let's see. Yes, he used to like Tay Long until Tay Long started making too many damn tag team matches.
Never really liked Tay Long either. He was only good when he was a referee.
I think he was a table referee. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's the only thing that's good. He was making a million tag team matches then.
He was just reffing them.
Yeah.
Exactly. He was a lot better before we heard him talk.
Let's see. He used to like TNA until they started being, quote unquote, too many stables.
Well, I'm like, get over that. They do the same fucking thing a million fucking times.
Yep.
And first thing you notice, someone's out of the WWE. I mean, come on.
Are we really defending TNA right now?
I get what Havoc's trying to say. WWE does the same exact thing a million times. It's like, not really.
Chris, exactly how many times have we seen Dolph Ziggler versus Del Rio? Or fucking Cena versus CM Punk? Or Orton versus somebody? Or Kane getting taken out? Because, you know, he's going gay.
He's going gay?
I didn't know that going to the Senate was going gay, but then again, okay, Abby.
Wait. Did you say going to the Senate?
Yeah, Kane's going to get in the Senate. For Tennessee.
That's fucking stupid.
He is. He's trying to think that Linda McMahon's doing successfully.
That's so fucking retarded.
It is.
Wait. Kane's trying to become... trying to join the Senate?
Yeah, the Senate. Yeah.
That's what he just said, man.
Kane would be a horrible politician.
And so, man. But she doesn't give up.
I mean, yeah, it'd be funny as all hell to see Kane chokeslam fucking Barack Obama through a fucking table.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Yeah, I don't think Fake Diesel would do that.
Did you say Fake Diesel?
Well, it was one of the characters he played.
Kirk won Kevin Nash was always Diesel.
I said the fake one.
The big one. The hell are you talking about, Chris?
It was a fake Diesel in wrestling, and that was Kane.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, there's a fucking fake Undertaker.
Going.
I don't know. Ask Chris. He's like, he wanted to start the whole fucking Fake Diesel thing.
I thought he was saying.
Why? We don't know. I mean, why in the hell he brought the whole Fake Diesel thing for? We don't know. And we may never ever know.
Because one of the players, the characters he played out a long time ago.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, he was Diesel one time.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure it's not that hard that's made, you know, imitate fucking Diesel.
It is if you're a midget.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like Hornswoggle.
Yeah, Hornswoggle was always the big Diesel.
Havoc, man, I saw them at Money in the Bank that they had your ladder there.
No, that was Hornswoggle's ladder right there.
No, that was definitely yours.
Don't lie, Havoc.
First consider the fact I'm taller than fucking Hornswoggle.
I don't believe that.
He's Hornswoggle's
father. You realize Hornswoggle was like 3 foot tall, right?
No.
How
tall are you?
Hey, I'm 5'2".
Holy shit, it's tall. That's all I can say that. And Hornswoggle's 4'5".
Oh, yeah, so he's still shorter than I am.
Barely.
And, Chris, you realize there's, you know, plenty of guys out there who are, like, 5'2", 5 foot, right?
No.
I understand that.
So, in other words, you know, so pretty much you'd be saying that Rey Mysterio would be going to count as a midget.
Yep.
He's a midget.
Even though he's like
5'9". So he's a midget.
He came from
WCW.
WCW,
so he's a midget?
Yes. That's my logic for why he's a midget.
That doesn't make sense.
It's Chris logic.
Doesn't have to. It's Chris logic, exactly.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio came from WCW, so he's a midget.
Does that make Chris Jericho a midget?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, then.
My bad, full game. Rey Mysterio is only 5'6".
And you say it was 5'9". Wrong.
Yeah, well. Or either way, he's fucking 5 foot and 6 inches. And apparently the WWE's getting really desperate nowadays because they're making like a shitload of fucking fight for everybody.
What?
I said the WWE's getting fucking, apparently getting fucking desperate for people. Let's see, there's a fucking RandyOrton.com, RayMysterio.com.
How does that make him desperate?
Which, I could probably use this to set up an interview with Randy Orton. Just for Chris.
What are you going to do?
Do what you got to do.
Okay, Chris, next.
Whatever.
That case, Chris. I'll get John Cena up on here just for you.
And I won't call in.
Well, Chris, if you don't call in, then you lose your privilege as a co-host.
Yeah, well, I'm going to lose that anyways when I go to college, so who cares?
Oh,
yeah.
so you're fired when you leave? Okay, you're fired.
Well, I mean, pretty much in 1 month anyways, I'm going to I'll be calling it in every time, though.
That's okay. We'll just be playing some more Kessler.
aren't you disappearing for the rest of the week anyway?
This week, yes.
So does that mean you're fired now?
Nope.
Yes.
You are the weakest link.
Goodbye. Now,
Really?
So, Abby, did you just find that one?
No, I'm the one who uploaded that one, Chris.
Oh,
see,
somebody's
house
is
on there.
I do got a track I could upload to the soundboard.
Woo! That's what I uploaded too.
Did you just say that's where I uploaded it too?
That's where I uploaded it too.
Havoc and Gold Dust for the Child Molester Bill.
Nice. I'm gonna check if this is that track.
Because tonight you are gonna.
Oh no.
You.
That's the fan singing it. Or no, that's that kid rapping to it.
Sure.
Sure.
Venom Volume 3.
Three.
Yo, she's apparently having a good time there.
There.
Of course, he's making you win the Child Molester belt.
He already won it. We talked about.
Damn.
In other words, he's making Goldust want one in.
Well, with that type of attitude, you can keep it.
Exactly.
But
yes,
we are gonna win our tag titles back. Off of the Wyatt family.
I say let him keep it.
Oh, you don't want to be my tag team partner? I say, oh, it is. Fuck you, then. I'll change that up and I'll make Chris my tag team partner.
Yeah, I can see it now. You tag him in. Moonsault. Out of the ring.
What if, like, my guy trying to hit the frog splash?
No, it's like having Van Damme trying to hit the frog splash.
Well, there's that, too.
Time to click another cigarette.
Ooh, cancer!
The last night I looked at midget wrestling on Wikipedia, and it says, see also, dwarf tossing.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
Like I keep saying, man, we're going to do that to what's his name?
Yes, Ghetto.
Wow.
Yes, Ghetto. We're gonna do that to Chris.
We may as well do it to
yes.
him, too.
I'll shrink, like, 1 foot, so you can try and do it to me.
Ain't no way in hell you're throwing my fat ass.
Along with me.
But I would like to see him try, though.
I'd like to see Havoc try and throw me. Have me play yourself. It's just like, what is that, 5? Something for 6-1?
That would be interesting. Holy shit,
if
you get the frog splash. Good job, Havoc.
For that case,
get up for it.
We'll have Mark Henry talk to you.
No, I said you.
Damn it, Havoc, you missed the moonsault.
Exactly. What would you do if Mark Henry picked you up?
Be like, the fuck are you picking me up for?
Oh, and apparently the Big Show is supposed to return on Raw.
Is he going to get beat up by the Wyatt family?
Probably. That's why he's returning. Get beat up by the Wyatt family and get taken off TV again.
Makes sense.
Of course.
Just in a nick of time.
Apparently they even cut a promo on Main Event.
Oh.
The Wyatt family, after taking somebody else out.
When was that?
That will be today.
Oh.
I think Main Event's on Wednesday.
So they took somebody out on Main Event? Where'd they take out?
Let me see. Main Event spoilers. They took out either Justin Gabriel or Heath Slater or one of the other two members of 3MV, and Bray Wyatt cut a promo.
Wow, it could have been four people.
Hey, and then no contest when the Wyatt family attacked. Following the attack, Wyatt cut a promo.
Mate, what is he going to do? Take out all his old Nexus people?
I guess so.
Apparently.
I'm going to kill all these fucks.
Yeah, nigga! This is a fabulous, miraculous nigga!
It's the combination of the two most violent individuals you'll face in your life. Picture Kane in his prime, combined with Damien's mind. You get me in fury till we both get sprayed with a nine. Stepping out of line every time there's internet beef. I ain't talking about refining till your diss is a week. It's like coming back in a beat. I mean, with smack to the cheek.
Yeah.
300 up the mat, attacking you when you sleep.
Faggot,
eat the strategy. You haters fucking flatter me. Shitty tracks of wax CDs. You mention my name, assault and battery. Your casualty and fuckers want more. It ends in tragedy with apathy. You sacrifice a massive defeat. I'll show you agony in ways that you can never conceive. Take a stab at me, you feel it, froggy bitch, better be. I'm the last MC you ever should attempt to with me. We're past the point of keeping peace. Fuck a doctor, you will need a priest.
Who wanna fuck with us? Yo, better raise up. They call the chance on battery, you fake fuck. You wanna face us? Bitch, you'll get your face crushed. We'll leave you laid in blood like we don't give a fuck.
Your face,
yeah.
news, leave crime scenes so clean, please didn't even hurry ya. Temperature melts, mic screams, I'm burning up. Words bigger than pipe beams with dirty blood. Who wanna fuck with us at CG Click? Crippin' Fury, Bristol Boys, keep on running your lips, bitch. They tell you get your shit decapitated by the match of ancient wind. Yeah. Cats that turn a pig and it's a fur bacon. I'm just saying we ain't faking, it's like Rick Ross. We're swinging by a place and aiming straight for Molotov. So act hard, put your thoughts to the sleep. Cause the second that you see a car, you call the police. Sleep with one of your eyes open. I'm scoping you across the street. I see your bitches start choking. Keep provoking with bad blows and flattery. But see us at a show and catch a blow of talk on battery. Who wanna fuck with us? Yo, better raise up. They call it shit and salt on battery. You fake fucks. You wanna face us? Bitch, you'll get your fake crush. We'll leave you laid in blood like we don't give a fuck. Who wanna fuck with us? Yo, better raise up. They call it shit and salt on battery. You fake fucks. You wanna face us?
Easy, whoa, you gotta calm down there, Chuck.
I hurt people. I'm a dick.
Well, being a dick ain't so bad. See, there's three kinds of people. Dicks, pussies, and assholes. Pussies think everyone can get along, and dicks just want to fuck all the time without thinking it through. But then you got your assholes, Chuck. And all the assholes want us to shit all over everything. So pussies may get mad at dicks once in a while because pussies get fucked by dicks. But dicks also fuck assholes, Chuck. And if they didn't fuck the assholes, you know what you'd get? You'd get your dick and your pussy all covered in shit.
And we're back.
Yay. Too much excitement on the phone right now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yay.
See, there it is right now.
And it's gone.
Yep. Hey, Rey Mysterio is due to return in late August.
Fucking cares.
Let me get injured again.
Yeah. Fucking just tired, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's old as all shit, too.
Just have him face shitty ass Sin Cara and then he can go bye-bye.
Yeah, there you go.
Sin Cara, botch a move, and take both of them out permanently.
Yeah, they could take each other out.
Like has happened in the past.
That'd be a good way to go out.
Yep. Just have a Wyatt family take out Sin Cara.
Have a buried alive match.
It was funny. I never really realized that fucking River City was only 38.
It's because you didn't care.
Yeah, pretty much. My question is, when the fuck is the White Freeman going to take out the Shield? Mainly, Roman Reigns. He can't do a fucking move.
I would love to see that.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen eventually, but it's just probably a when thing.
Right now would be a good time.
Yes. Most definitely.
Now they take out Sin Cara first. There's other wrestlers.
Come on, man.
Oh, no.
Sin Cara doesn't even count for anything.
He doesn't.
Exactly. So which is why they should just take out
Roman
Reigns first. No, Roman Reigns.
John Cena, he said.
Well, I might as well take out John Cena.
No.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. And it'll recover in 1 week. And then it'll still in every fucking match.
It'll still kick out of two.
Exactly.
But no, Hagrid,
okay.
they can't take out the Shield, man. They're on that John Cena contract. They get everything.
Okay, every time John Cena kicks out two, we just take a shot. Fuck it.
Well, he's not in very many matches, so it's not that bad. All right.
Yeah, but how many times did he kick out two of all matches he's in? Like what, 20 times in a match?
Take a shot every time he does a terrible move.
Exactly. Now he's in the highest flying maneuver. Take a shot.
Every time he goes for the STF.
Exactly. Or a move that just does not look right when he tries putting it on somebody.
He just wants to rape people in the ass.
No wonder why Havoc likes him.
Uh-oh. Havoc, do you
forget
rape
about
the
fact
ass?
That Charlotte will be making her debut very soon?
Who?
Charlotte, a.k.a. Ashley Flair.
When they gonna bring Summer Rae and Paige?
I don't know. I mean, I know right now, Paige is going to be, probably end up defending her title very soon, too.
She has a title?
Yep. Paige is the NXT Women's Champion.
They have an NXT Women's Champion?
That's like saying you're the smartest kid in your special ed class.
Exactly.
Yeah, they had a fucking tournament for that shit, too. Oksana and Lucha Fox compete for that fucking tournament.
Oksana, man, yeah. Was she in, like, a five-second match?
Oh, consider that she tapped out to Emma.
Sure as fuck wasn't gonna win.
Nope. Summer Rae beat Sasha Banks. Alicia Fox beat Bayley. Paige pinned Tamina Snuka.
Wow, she actually beat a big person.
Then Paige defeated Alicia Fox. Emma defeated Summer Rae. And then Paige defeated Emma.
And you know what that means?
That means Paige should come over to Raw or SmackDown sometime soon.
It means nothing.
Exactly. Nothing.
And Chris can't really say anything about Paige because he's never seen Paige before.
Man, Paige is hot.
Hell yeah.
I've seen her. I just don't watch NXT because I think NXT's lame.
Oh, yeah, Chris, how can is, how can you have seen her if you have never watched NXT?
Because I have watched an episode. But still, I think they show blame.
Dude, that makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
Dude, what kind of shit is this? Having some midget and going for shattered dreams, man, and his feet are at the bottom on the ring. How's that happen? Isn't he supposed to be, like, dangling?
You gotta love the fucking glitches in WWE 13.
Man, there's way too many.
Yeah, like that time that Ghetto was flying.
Man, that gotta be a classic moment, I guess, since people keep bringing that one up.
That's an awesome one. I was fucking winning that match. I'm like, God damn it, I couldn't do anything because I couldn't see shit.
Vintage Ghetto G.
Yeah, fucking Ghetto G turned into a fucking starship, a fucking rocket ship, and fucking took off to the crowd.
That's right, man. That's how I do it.
No, he was fighting the Shield in the stands.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
And was the Shield even like in the WWE? Like when that happened?
When what happened?
No, when you became a fucking rocket ship.
Yeah, don't you remember us all being the Shield?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Damn it, Havoc, why do you got the people power sign in the crowd? Damn.
Oh, come on, though.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, Havoc, you lost your child molester belt.
Oh, well. It now belongs to Goldust.
Yep.
It's morphin' time.
No, it's not.
Well, according to Xavier Woods, it's morphin' time every time.
Oh, you and that stupid black guy. Holy shit, man. First person in the Royal Rumble? Psycho Killer.
I'm totally gonna lose now.
I'm gonna be Psycho Killer and I'm gonna win the Rumble.
Good luck.
I'll take that back because it froze. Look, I started the match, you did a drop kick, and then it froze. Well, that's just wonderful.
Yeah, I simulated the Money in the Bank match, my game, and Kurt Axel won it.
What the hell did you do that for?
Because I didn't really care to play it.
Kurt Axel was even on your game.
Hey, I downloaded him because I wanted to make the aiming guys stable, even though all the guys are pretty against each other now.
Well, in the next game, you can make that stable.
Yes, which we'll see. CM Punk versus Curtis Axel and Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman, yeah, they should put him in the game.
Yeah.
He really should. I mean, hell, I downloaded him too.
I mean, they got fucking Ricardo Rodriguez in the game.
And they're going to have fucking Zeb Coulter in the game.
Yeah, might as well put him in there, too.
Exactly. I mean, he's been there for, like, what, like, past two full years?
It's been that long.
Yeah, it's been somewhere like that.
Damn.
The next thing they could do is put the big grill in there.
No.
Get Teddy Long.
Yeah, put Teddy Long in there. Hold on a minute, play.
Yeah, we need a tag team.
Yes, dude, they need to put him in the next game and make tag matches.
And then they can take it out. By the show, but make it to eight tag team matches.
Like, you know how they put John Laurinaitis in this one and kicking people out? They need Teddy Long in this one to make it tag matches.
Exactly. I remember when I was making people look like stupid as fuck online playing as John Laurinaitis and beating them with him.
Like, say you're like the referee or something, and you're like double teaming a person or something, and he'll come out and make a tag team match.
That'd be awesome.
That would be a good thing. I would enjoy that.
I think we all would.
But look, it probably won't happen.
Look, I just saw Gil G's favorite commercial.
What's that?
Okay, and that Polycraft.
It's because you're watching, what is that, Spike TV?
Yep.
That's the only damn channel I ever see that on.
Yeah, any other commercial, you won't see it.
It's the only channel that plays that commercial.
That damn popular.
I don't know why. It's a fucking fake bird.
That wakes people up and gets them all excited.
Yeah, what the hell? The things people look forward to. Morons.
Nobody cares that it's motion activated.
Are you seriously still watching it?
And this dumbass bitch is fucking actually putting it in a cage and petting it. Bitch and snake, what the fuck you putting it in a cage for? It ain't that lifelike. I mean, because I'm pretty sure if you were to hit it against the fucking counter or something like that, all you see is plastic and more plastic.
It's fucking head would snap off. And then it will be the fucking Exorcist.
Get your perfect Polly today for only $14.99. Complete with the authentic Polly Purge.
Complete with the fucking Polly Purge. Fuck out of here. Yeah, you can have a purge for it. You can put it in a fucking cage.
Just buy a fucking real bird, man. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Be like my cousin who's got like fucking 15 birds in her house.
Man, seeing that thing reminds me of that movie Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Shit, I just saw that movie on fucking MTV like a week ago or so.
Damn, you way behind. Damn. But yeah, you remember the the blind kid with the dead bird.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Pretty bird. Pretty bird.
Pretty dead bird.
Oh shit, Zack Ryder's gonna win the Rumble.
I guess that means Chris Woody got eliminated by Zack Ryder.
I don't even know when he's coming in. He's no longer the.
Yeah,
he's
did
no
you
long-
forget that it froze up Havoc?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So now he's no longer the first person. Who even knows if he's even in it now?
By number 30. How far you eliminated last?
Yeah, he'll be the special number 30. And they get tossed up.
Bye.
Me.
Don. Go.
You want to be eliminated by Fandango?
I'm just saying sarcastically. That'd just be fucking funny.
That would be really funny. Oh shit, here comes Michael Jackson. Damn, dude. Straight up jumped in the ring. Come on, Michael, get him. That they have to bleep out every word.
Man, that fucking man. You know, that one dude almost got knocked out by the lesbian. Oh, yo, like this was not. I think I just one chick that straight up fucking butch looking bitch. Yeah, you know she's a fucking lesbian.
Man, I used to have that shirt that Road Dogg's wearing.
Hey, look. It's one half of the fucking Wyatt family. My bad, never mind. Someone different. Same beard.
What the hell? Who eliminated Michael Jackson? Bastards.
Bye.
That was probably Havoc to make sure he doesn't come after his former title monster belt.
No, not him. He's already the champion. I don't think he's going to be in this match. Oh, wait, no, wait. He's
champion.
No, wait, I take it back. He lost it. Whoops. Man, I can't keep track,
Jackson.
Man. Got too many people winning that belt.
I bet you anything fucking Ghetto G would love to lick this chick's fucking bald head.
Only if she's real hot.
Yes. Covered in tattoos and everything, nice big titties.
And another thing, man, people were a little upset that Bray Wyatt kissed R-Truth.
fucking Bray Wyatt did that. Man, Bray Wyatt did that to everybody in fucking NXT. Like, yo, he fucking lays them out and fucking kisses them.
He was like, did he just kiss him? How the fuck is Sting on here? Didn't I delete him?
I guess not.
What the fuck?
Man, they brought back
Get
Tattoo
off my
Baby.
Game, you fucking bitch. Yeah, take that, motherfucker. Take another one. how come Bray Wyatt has the same finisher as Fandango?
I don't know.
Because he actually make you look good.
But Fandango's gay and he don't even kiss people. Wait, why is Rey Mysterio so special? He gets a fucking pyro when he comes out.
I don't know.
Yeah, welcome back. Here, man, here's a finisher for you. Yeah, what you gonna do when I got infinite finishers in a Royal Rumble, motherfucker?
Tattoo, baby, so sexy as fuck. Oh, that bitch already got eliminated. Let's see.
Oh, there's Psycho Killer right there. Gangsta, who?
Oh, girl.
He's in the match.
Well, I guess in that case, it'd be Gangsta here without the hot girl.
That's what his name is when he comes out to the ring. Dude, what the fuck? Every time you're in the ring, you freeze my game, you bitch. Oh, there we go. Dude, it was a dramatic pause of Bray Wyatt staring at Psycho Killer, and then he hit him with a finisher. That was funny as hell. But don't you dare freeze my game again. And now you're out of the match, bitch, for freezing the game. Uh-oh. It's going to be a 4 out of 10 match now.
There's a 203 representing this fucking shit today. That's good. That's a dope.
Come on, Bret Hart. You're taking forever.
Oh, it's Bret Hart. So he can't make the match a 4 out of 10.
I'm going to make my finishers 4 out of 10. Yeah, bitch. Now you're bleeding. What? I better censor you. Now to the black challenge. Alright, I'll just beat him up with my finisher until somebody else comes down. Scotty too hardy.
Oh, damn.
No way. It's essential that artists bend any obstacle they are faced with, which is why this week we are testing your flexibility. You especially need it in this class.
Say prison style.
Yep, fucking the very first fucking challenge. The tattoo artist had to fucking tattoo inmates in an actual prison with only one seat with a fucking single needle.
What the fuck? That person's gonna be fucked.
Fucking new goals. I hope I'm gonna be touching with somebody nice, but I doubt it.
Oh, John Cena's coming.
He's coming to eliminate Psycho Killer. Oh wait, no money. He already got eliminated.
Yeah.
By Bray Wyatt.
John Cena's upset now.
Because of the fact he can't eliminate.
Biggest fan.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a guy that complete out there because he can't eliminate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Pacific, I'm checking out all these tattoos. So I can vote on the best tattoo for fucking Ink Master.
Your vote doesn't matter.
I mean, the dragon's badass and shit, but,
Oh, and another thing in this next game, they should have the referees put on rubber gloves when people start bleeding.
Yes. They have to.
That would make the game.
It would be funny as hell.
I would love that too, along with the tag team match.
I'm so hot. I don't really have a style. I just kind of like doing my thing, making art.
Wow, dude, I hit Heath Slater with one fucking finisher, and he fucking died. Who the fuck is that?
Who?
It's coming down to the ring right now.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Devon. Or should I say Mr. Black?
You got a fucking Facebook, hell yeah. I'll check it out. And I will send a picture of fucking this chick directly to Ghetto G.
Is this the bald headed chick?
Yes, it is. And I just sent her a fucking friend request.
She's on the internet? What the hell? Fucking stalker?
Yeah, she's on Facebook. There you go, Ghetto. I'm sending her picture to you right now.
Here comes Hornswoggle. He's going to win. Oh, come on. How'd you reverse that, you piece of shit?
Oh, I'm sure Abby's going to like my new status on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
WWE just starting an amazing build to SummerSlam. TNA firing everyone because they don't have enough money to keep the company running and too many tables to imitate the NWO. Bye-bye, TNA. You're screwed.
Woohoo! It's Wade Barrett.
Here you go, Ghetto. I just sent the picture to your wall.
Okay. Will you get out of the goddamn ring, John Cena?
And the fucking tattoo in her ear is definitely dope, though, too.
Whatever you say.
Of course, it's got some Facebooks up on this shit. Maybe Ellie Lee might have a Facebook.
Whoever the hell that is.
Ellie Lee, she's one of the tattoo artists. She's the owner of Hot Rod Alley Tattoo out in Santa Cruz, California.
By byway, Bert. That man down.
Tattoo Baby's got her own website.
Oh, no. Wasn't she on the last season of that show?
Yep,
yeah.
And that's what they did, was they actually voted for her to come back for the third season.
Why?
I don't know.
Jerry.
I think it's pretty hard that they actually way up on this shit. It looks like fucking Bray Wyatt.
Oh shit, here comes Jesus.
He's gonna cheat the win.
Why the hell is Jesus and Michael Jackson have the same entrance?
maybe
I don't get it. Why'd you set that up?
I didn't. You are not the truth we search for here. How about that, Jesus? You're not what we're looking for. We're here. Uh-oh. Here's the new winner right here, Great Khali.
Yeah, right.
It could happen.
It could.
What the hell? Tajiri and Jesus are double taming me.
I told you, Jesus, Chief.
Damn it, Jesus. Damn it, Khali, what the fuck are you doing? Off me. Yeah, eat that. Jesus is a gimp. See you later, Jesus. Here comes slow ass Big E Langston.
Woohoo!
Whenever you want somebody to do your dirty work, keep a big muscular black guy by your side.
Yeah, even though it doesn't have that anymore.
AJ does. Are you fucking kidding me? No. That's some bullshit.
That's where you see
why.
The gray shading that you use to be able to detect.
Yeah, Ghetto, who won?
Nobody won, man. I got eliminated.
It feels like the translation went pretty well.
That's some shit. Alright, I'm gonna pick number 25. Who's number 25? Fuck you, Raven. Stealing my finisher and then eliminating me. Look, Vince McMahon's even in this.
Ah, what the hell?
He's gonna win.
He might.
He probably will.
Oh, God, here comes that idiot Roman Reigns.
Well, he could win, too. Because you're going to take him out immediately.
No. Take him out.
I can't take him out, man. I'm not in the match.
Well, then just pray that whoever's still in the match will... We'll gang up on Roman Reigns and fucking toss him out.
Thank God the person I picked wasn't Roman Reigns.
They just stand by the ropes just waiting to get knocked out.
Yeah. Look at Raven, man. He's dripping blood and he's still in the match. Come on.
Elimination time.
Oh, what the fuck? I'm The Rock.
Oh, great.
Roman Reigns' cousin. LG would definitely have fun with this chick.
What the hell?
She's bald, has tattoos, and she's got a snake tongue.
A snake tongue? The fuck?
Yeah. In other words, ghetto, she's got her tongue split in half.
That's really weird.
Here, I'll put it on your wall just for you.
Yeah, you're out of here now, Raven. Fuck you. Boom. You hit rock bottom. Oh, ain't this nice? It's The Rock, Big Boss Man, Vince McMahon, and Roman Reigns.
Listen, JR, easy.
Stone Cold is about to be eliminated. Now it's Vince McMahon, Roman Reigns, and The Rock. And we're about to eliminate Roman Reigns.
Of course.
Get him, Vince.
Break a hip, Ben.
Take one for the corporation. Come on. CM Punk is now here.
This means Brock Lesnar can come out and take him out.
I hope so. See you later, Roman Reigns. Bitch!
That's a fucking dope-ass tattoo right there.
That's what you said about the last one.
Yeah, no, but this one's really fucking sick, though, man. Fucking, like, it's a full-out fucking head tattoo.
Head tattoos are retarded.
Exactly. I got a tattoo on my head. Just so I'm retarded, and I'll never get a job when I interview for one.
Why the fuck
yeah,
are you
like,
so far
what?
Away?
What?
I said, why the fuck are you so far away?
Here comes Sabu.
Can they blow my phone charger a little bit?
See you later, punk.
Who the hell is left right now?
Vince McMahon, Sabu, and The Rock. Now Vince McMahon is going.
So The Rock or Sabu is going to win the Royal Rumble.
I don't know who's left. I think this might be the only two.
It's one of those two, at least make it Sabu.
Nope, Sabu will not win.
Oh yeah, something has to win it.
There's somebody else.
There's somebody else here.
There's somebody else here coming. Who's number 30? It's the Big Show.
Yeah, like that matters.
Not really. So it's down to the Big Show, I mean, Paul White, or The Rock. Why is he coming out again? He was already walking down the ramp.
Because he's a special like that. He has a point.
Like, he was almost to the ring and they made him come out again.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Maybe there are going to be two Big Shows.
No, that would suck. Kind of like that one thing you had to do in that one was it SmackDown versus Raw, where you were Mickey James and you had to beat the Great Khali.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, did you ever beat that?
Yeah, I did on easy.
Yeah, right, dude. I couldn't even do that for the life of me.
I think I laid out the ref, hit him with a chair, and then hit on the AC right in the finisher.
Way to go. Who's going to win, The Rock or The Big Show? And it's an upset. The Big Show wins.
And who are the choices for the champion that you can go after?
Goldust.
And?
It's the only championship he'll go after.
Oh. I was thinking, shit, who the hell are your champions?
The championships on SmackDown, for some reason, are the only ones that will be defended. Whatever happens on Raw doesn't do anything. Those titles never get defended.
Wow.
And I don't know why.
That's awesome.
It's not awesome, it's retarded.
Sounds like you quit the Havoc and put in this game on purpose. Try to make SmackDown better than Raw.
Like, I got people on there and shit. Why the fuck can't they wrestle for the belts?
I don't know.
Bastards. Look at that, Shane Douglas and Shane McMahon versus Roman Reigns and Zeb Coulter. How the hell did Roman Reigns and Zeb Coulter win? What the hell's this game doing? Zeb Coulter beats Shane McMahon.
Nice.
There you go. Daniel Bryan versus Damian Sandow. Michael Jackson and Grandmaster Sexay versus Mark Henry and Cesaro. There you go. You got Goldust, Abyss, Zeb Coulter, Havoc, Kevin Nash, or The Undertaker for the Child Molester belt.
Oh, folks. So apparently now Kevin Nash is going to be a Child Molester.
He was at one point.
Havoc's going to win it.
It's an elimination chamber.
Yep, it's all in Havoc.
I guess I should make a
JR lose the tag belts because Happy doesn't want to be my partner anymore.
I guess so.
And then he could win the Child Monster belt back.
Exactly. That's the only belt he cares about. Holding.
Hey, yo, so how about Hatchigear actually emailed me back about my order?
What the fuck did they say about it?
They said your order was shipped out, and they sent me the tracking information. Even though, like, before they sent that, I sent out another email saying that to excuse my last email because I got my order. Yeah. And then the other people, they actually hit me back, too, talking about their warehouse was, like, backed up or some shit or whatever the fuck. What the hell are you damn people doing? Every time they go with a fucking pre-order, something always goes wrong.
Yep.
Fucking bastards. Man, whoever made these guys should have gave this guy that fucking lamb mask, sheep mask.
And I'm still waiting on fucking Best Buy to take out my pre-order.
Well, they're not going to take it out until they ship it, man. I told you.
Well, then let them ship it. Send it out already.
It's not coming out yet.
Fuck them.
So you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, I guess I'll go back and stare at Matty LaBelle some more.
If you say so.
Died up on here. Real quick.
You think? Well, may as well end it here then.
All right.
Yes. Yes. Wait.